hesitate to call. You can put on your Visa, American Express, MasterCard. There are phone answers waiting for your call right now. Please do not think that someone else is going to do this. You need to call up and pledge support to your community radio station. And in return, you're going to be getting some amazing thank you gifts, unique thank you gifts to Pacifica Radio. So please call right now, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950.
I have 30 seconds, Kyle. You want to say just something really quick?
I was just laughing when you said it's $25 a month. And I was thinking, yeah, five trips to a fast food place a month sacrificed for your growth. Like, that's so ridiculous.
For unlimited potential.
Just a deeper connection to your core. And that sounds so corny because the part of you that I'm talking to is probably the part of you analyzing is the part of you we're going to destroy so that you move from a real Let's destroy that part of you, because the same part of you that's hesitant on this is the same part of you that's hesitant to jump up on the stage or in the job interview or on the date.
Or to ask that girl out or boy out or whatever. Yes.
This is a different thing. I promise you, this is a different experience. There's a comedian in me that's only about the truth and authenticity, and I can't do anything that's BS or manipulative. It has to be only something that's real to me, because the comic in me has trained myself to see the truth.
So you and I both. Yeah. All right, the music's coming on. That means we got to get out of here. We got to go on for the next show. Keep those phone calls coming in, folks. Please. Thank you, Kyle Cease, for being back with us. I adore you. I'm Christine Blasdale. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Stay right here. I love that song. Hello, everybody. This is Christine Blasdale, and you are listening to a incredible Fun Drive program. I'm so glad you tuned in, and I'm so happy. We're all very happy here in studio. I'm so happy because we get to welcome back a wonderful friend of Pacifica Radio, and just an amazing, who works with an amazing group of people in his own right. But I want to welcome back to the program Reno Rollet from Boku Superfoods.
Hey, Christine. I'm happy.
I haven't heard of Boku here on Pacifica. Oh, yes,
no.
I have. Yes, I have. No. Wow. I just want to say that these fun drives, sometimes it's tough. It's tough to raise, a few dollars in this economy. And wow, the response that we have had with the Boku, the products that we've used before during the fun drive to raise money, to give us thank you gifts in lieu of people supporting this network and the different stations. The response has been incredible.
No doubt. And for us as well. I mean, you've heard me say our mission at Boku is to positively impact the highest number of people possible with the healing power of these superfoods. And it's been incredibly meaningful for us as well. At work, our business, people are coming through the door every day and telling us, hey, I heard you on KPFK and keep up the great work. It's so awesome what you guys are doing. And it just means so much to us.
Well, and also you can sleep good at night knowing that you're helping us keep the lights on because of the huge response and the dollars raised, we're able to stay on the air. And that's a beautiful thing. So we get to get really incredible, wonderful, healthy, nutritious, super nutrient-dense food into people's bodies, which is great. And we also get to keep the health of the radio stations here in Pacifica alive and well as well. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So really glad, again, happy that you're back in studio and very happy to announce something very new. We have a brand new Boku pack. We're going to call this the Boku Pacifica pack.
Yeah, Pacifica.
And we have, you've developed a very special blend just for Pacifica listeners, and why don't you just tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, once again, it's been such a great journey here with the Pacifica Group, the Pacifica Radio Network, and so we've actually created a very special blend of two of our amazing products. We've combined our Boku Super Protein, which of course is incredibly popular, and we'll talk more about that in a bit, with our Boku Super Fuel. Now, I'm really excited to get into the Super Fuel because this is something that the listeners have not heard about. This is a product that we've been developing for about 5 years, and we finally launched our Boku Super Fuel just recently, and it's really, I call it a nutritional freak show. I mean, it's just incredible. 17,000 milligrams of adaptogenic phytonutrients. These are the most potent. I mean, we're talking about the one ingredient in here, if I can just get to it right away, is a cordyceps mushroom that was actually used by the Chinese athletes in Beijing and in London to earn this inordinate number of gold medals. And it actually spawned rumors of blood doping and steroid abuse. These are such powerful phytonutrients, just unbelievable. And we'll get into the story a little bit later. But what we've done is we've combined this delicious chocolatey super fuel with our super protein to create what we're calling the Pacifica blend. And I'm super excited. I mean, this is just it's unbelievable, off the charts nutritional bomb.
And it's only available, again, and this is something that is a very special blend. It's the Pacifica blend, the Boku Pacifica blend of the fuel and the super protein powder that's in a bag, and it's not available anywhere else. Boku has specifically created this for Pacifica listeners, for you, for this fun drive. And so we're going to be getting into a little bit more about what's in it and all that good stuff. But in the Pacifica pack, there's also something in there that's also not available yet to the general public. And this is, I'm very excited about, because I'm also, I go crazy when I go into the grocery store and I see all those toothpaste, you know, I mean, there's like 150 different kinds of toothpaste options out there, but so many of them have fluoride and so many of them have sodium lauryl sulfate, SLS. And all of these chemicals, bizarre looking things. There's food dye colors and all this stuff. And I just cringe when I see people getting these toothpastes, and especially with kids and stuff like that. And Boku has just developed a new product for the teeth.
Amazing. Yeah, we call it Boku Smile. It's just this beautiful, incredible natural tooth powder. The three primary ingredients are baking soda, sea salt, and essential oils of mint. And it's just an experience like you can't even imagine. Different from toothpaste, it's lower abrasive, it tastes amazing, it's bubbly and effervescent, it oxygenates the mouth, it's naturally antibacterial, it freshens the mouth, it helps to fight tooth decay and gum disease and all these other amazing things. It tastes incredible, and it's pure and natural, as you said, none of the poisons, you know, no artificial sweeteners, none of this garbage. So, and it's really an incredible experience compared to what we're used to. You know, it's not toothpaste.
No.
The way we're accustomed. It's this powder, this wonderful powder that just takes the tiniest little bit.
Yeah, you don't need very much. And the bottle, it lasts forever, it seems. It's it's like 200-something uses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
200 uses out of one little bottle.
Like I said, too, folks, whenever I offer thank you gifts during the fun drives, I'm always my own, you know, I do my own experiment. I always guinea pig myself out and make sure that I participate and use these products and so that I can make sure that when I go on the air, I can tell you that they are really great. And I've been using the Boku Smile with my little electric toothbrush. I love it. It cleans my teeth completely different. But I have to tell you too that the Pacifica blend with the Super Fuel and the Super Protein Powder mixed, it really saved me. People don't know. I was feeling under the weather the last few days. I had really horrible allergies due to the weather, and I was not feeling so hot when I got up this morning. And I'm not a breakfast person. I'm not a morning person. I don't take the time to make breakfast because I just don't like it. And what I did is I had my Pacifica blend, and I put that in with some, I have some flax milk, and I actually added just a little bit of like a banana and blended that up. And on my way into work, I drank that and I felt so good. It gave me just enough energy, not jittery, but it gave me enough energy to get me through a long, long day of fun drive and fundraising. And it's very stressful. These fun drives are super, super stressful. So I want to get into the benefits of this blend, especially with someone very, very important in your life, too, because this gentleman we're going to have on the line here is amazing. We had him on before talking, and I just adore him. Joining us on the phone is Dr. B.J. Adrazin, and Dr. B.J. Adrazin is the Boku Super Doctor and the master formulator of the full line of Boku products, and he's also the senior medical advisor to Boku International. He's a renowned nutritional alchemist and expert in detoxification and rejuvenation. And although he is licensed to prescribe pharmaceutical drugs, Dr. Adrazin always emphasizes food as the most fundamental and powerful road to health and well-being. He's a graduate of Boston University, received his medical degree from the National College of Naturopathic Medicine, which is the oldest accredited naturopathic medical school in North America. And he's also completed a postgraduate residency program in family medicine with a emphasis in cardiology and endocrinology. That's a mouthful. Dr. BJ, welcome back.
A mouthful. Thank you so much for having me again. Hi, Christine. Hi, Reno.
Hey, BJ. How are you, buddy?
Great.
Dr. BJ, I want you to go into, because our listeners who have listened during the fun drives, maybe they're a little bit familiar they're familiar with the Boku, the superfood, the superfood that we had, but in this particular Pacifica blend, which is a combination of the super fuel and the super protein, this is something new and very, very exciting. For those who aren't familiar with it, let's go over first with the super protein that's in this blend. I want you to talk, because I know this is a really, really incredible mixture that you have put together, and the super protein is one of the finest proteins available. Can you talk about that and the formulation for that?
Sure. First of all, let me say, in general, our protein as well as the fuel are organic certified. Everything is coming from the finest certified organic ingredients that we bring in from around the world. They're also, by the way, kosher certified, which is a very high standard, and vegan certified as well, and of course non-GMO. Christine, I just want to tell you a little secret that not everybody knows. If they see something in a store that's organic certified, by definition, it has to be non-GMO. Right now, all these companies are putting on non-GMO certifications. If it's organic certified, that's the secret. It doesn't need anything else. So that's a little aside.
Awesome.
So we have this Boku Super Protein. The primary protein in this is highly digestible sprouted brown rice protein with a full range of amino acids. Now, most people may not know that the building blocks of protein are these little parts called amino acids. And, you know, connecting that is peptides, but you put them all together and you get protein. Well, the sprouting process that we use with our Boku Super Protein actually increases the variety of these amino acids. You know, many people have seen, for instance, in Latin American culture, Mediterranean cultures, that people will eat a rice and bean together or some type of grain and bean in order to get a complete protein. Our special proprietary sprouting process actually increases the number of amino acids. You actually get a complete protein just with the rice. It's unbelievable. So you don't actually need the beans to have a complete protein in our Boku Super Protein.
You know, and BJ, I wanted to talk for a minute, too. The timing could be great for this because some of the listeners may be aware of the news recently on heavy metal toxicity in some of these vegan proteins. And I just wanted to share that, you know, Boku really is on the cutting edge of all of this sort of breakthrough technology in vegan proteins. So Mike Adams, many of you have heard him here on Pacifica Radio before, also known as the Health Ranger, recently developed a multi-million dollar laboratory out there in Austin, Texas. And he began this breakthrough research discovering alarmingly high levels of toxic heavy metals, lead, arsenic, cadmium, mercury, and even broke through with a discovery of tungsten heavy metal in some of these vegan proteins. And he had to check and double check and triple check his work because he was shocked at the fact that some of these superfoods, these proteins, were actually certified organic. and had incredibly high levels of these heavy metals. So before he sounded the alarm to the industry, he went through, actually had his clinical work substantiated by a major university in Texas, and then had to announce to the world that, hey, there's some really crazy stuff going on out here in vegan proteins, specifically some of the rice proteins and others. So the industry kind of got together. There was a bit of a panic, and they formed a pact. And they all agreed that within a year or so, by June of 2015, they would all agree to meet standards for heavy metal content in their proteins. Well, interestingly, Boku has already exceeded those standards as of almost a year and a half ago. So, again, consistent with our mission to only provide the purest and the best, thank goodness, we found out that there may be some issues with heavy metal toxicity in these foods, and we found out there were some ultra-low metal varieties of these proteins. So we began sourcing and including these proteins in our food almost a year ago. I think it's worth noting, in fact, Mike Adams appeared just this week.
Dr. Oz.
He was on Dr. Oz, and he broke the news. And I mean, it's crazy, because some of these companies have millions and millions of dollars worth of inventory sitting on store shelves, and everybody's kind of scratching their heads, running around in circles going, what are we going to do now? Because, it's a call to action. The industry's really going to have to wake up. It's a time for, increased awareness. Now that these consumers know what's going on, they're going to demand transparency.
And Boku has, on the Boku Super Protein, was way ahead of the game.
Almost a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
We actually drastically exceeded the standards that the rest of the industry is striving to meet by June of 2015. So I really think that's important and worth noting.
Dr. BJ, did you want to add something to that?
It's very interesting. You can go to any major health food store right now, Whole Foods. It's not just Whole Foods. It's any premium health food store, and find many, many products, even organic certified products, that have high levels of lead, cadmium, tungsten, and cell phones. I mean, that's not what you want to eat.
No.
By the way.
No.
So there are two take-home points. One, just because something is organic certified, in some sense it's a higher standard because there's no pesticides, but most people are not testing for these heavy metals.
Well, the fact is that the USDA really has no standard now for testing to certify levels of heavy metals in these foods. So it's critically important. And it is driving innovation, which is also really important to note. One of the things that we've done, Christine, in the protein that we use to combine with the super fuel for this amazing Pacifica blend, we've actually gone out, I can't say we discovered, because it's been around for thousands of years, but we're one of the first, if not the first company, to break a brand new protein out of Peru. It's a beautiful nut that grows on this beautiful tree in the pristine environment of Peru, and it's called Sacha Inchi. It's also known as the Amazon peanut. And so we're using Sacha Inchi in this new protein blend. It's delicious. It's nutty. It's incredibly pure. It's incredibly dense in protein and essential fatty acids. Right, BJ?
Right, so it's high in omega-3 fatty acids, the same type of fatty acid you would find in chia seeds, flax, or even fish oil.
Ooh,
omega-3.
Good.
I should just clarify one thing. It does taste like a nut, and some people call it a peanut, but it's not related in terms of, there's no peanut allergies or tree nut allergies.
Thank you.
It's
good
totally
point.
Separate, so nobody has to worry about that if they have allergies.
Boku's Pacifica blend, which is the combination of the super protein we've been talking about, there's also this amazingly delicious, chocolatey, gorgeous super fuel. Talk about that, because this is something brand new to our listeners. They don't know about what exactly, talk about, what is inside the super fuel and who will benefit. I know I personally benefit from this tremendously, but I want to hear from you.
Okay, so this is a personal love of mine. Some years ago, I created and experimented and worked with this formulation, and Boku was trying to figure out what to do with it. The ingredients are so expensive and so premium, and the amounts I put in, and by the way, I should say that as their master formulator, Boku has never told me to dumb things down or use fillers or cheap ingredients, which I really appreciate. So I basically go in and make what I consider the most potent, best formulations, and then they go and work with, how to bring it to people. So originally, this Boku Super Fuel was so premium that they were going to call it Boku gold. And it had so many benefits, and we can talk about why there are these grand amounts of benefits, but the idea was, how do we get this across to sell it to people? Eventually, Boku decided to go after elite athletes. And, you know, in a bit, if Rita wants to tell the story of Pac-Man, amazing, amazing endurance race, and this happens all the time, people are having amazing changes in their athletic performance with this. Now, if you're not an athlete, you notice amazing change. Well, let me just step back a second. What is somebody doing that's an athlete? They're putting their body under tremendous amounts of physical and mental stress. And other people do, too. You're working for a deadline, or you're in a relationship. And
you work a fun drive.
You're doing a fun drive.
You're driving on the 405. What are the benefits? You were going to go over the benefits. Yeah, like, so let's say I'm not a triathlete. I'm not a marathon runner. I'm just a stressed out individual, as so many of us are. What benefits would I see from taking the super fuel, which is in this Pacifica blend?
Okay, great. So if you're a marathoner, you're making yourself into a stress case for the marathon. So somebody that's not doing that might notice a change in their mood, an uplift in mood, more feelings of, instead of stress feelings, more feelings of joy, happiness, more positiveness, mental clarity, focus. If you're working on a job and you really have to focus, it might be a little bit easier or a lot easier to focus without having to push yourself. If you take a long walk in the evening and you can walk a mile, Boku Superfuel will support your system, so you might be able to walk more without, in a much better mood, without getting winded, without getting tired. You know, many of the ingredients in Boku Superfuel have traditionally been used as aphrodisiac by traditional cultures. In Asia, we have a South American ingredient. So I just want to say that I'm talking, it sounds like this is a miracle, that it's going to do everything. But the truth is, what Boku Superfuel is doing is having a global effect on the body. It's not just affecting one thing.
Right.
The ingredients that I chose for this will have an effect on the brain, on the glands of the body, the adrenal glands, which are your glands on top of the kidneys, that buffer your whole body from stress. Your body produces its own cortisone. You've heard of cortisone before, or prednisone. Well, the body produces its own cortisol in order to deal with stress.
Stress, right.
But the ingredients in Boku Superfood, it's not a drug. It's food that helps the adrenal glands to adapt, because most people that work hard, that play hard, they're really burning out
their adrenals.
And the thyroid glands and some of the other glands that are supportive of it.
Well, the stress and the stress that we have from daily life, work, coffee, because people chug the coffee, stimulants and things like that. And then after the stressful day, you go and you have a cocktail, right? You have liquor. And then that also, you know, causes stress to your body. Reno, you wanted to, I want you to go over what is inside the Superfuel?
Yeah, I mean, the whole story of Boku Superfuel is just so incredible. As BJ pointed out, when BJ first started formulating and we first started testing, we almost wanted to call it Super Sex, because as BJ pointed out, some of it's like the benefits are so manifold, right? But to give you an idea of what's inside it, because first of all, again, just like everything in Boku, a nutritional profile unrivaled, but then it's delicious, and especially this fuel, right? Because
it's so chocolatey
and creamy and sweet and yummy. But so let me just run down the list of some of these amazing adaptogenic phytonutrients. So first of all, fresh pressed maca root juice, right? We've heard about that. That's the beautiful cruciferous vegetable that grows high in the Andes at 15,000 feet. Tons of it in Boku Superfuel. Organic full spectrum cordyceps. Those are the mushrooms we mentioned earlier that the Chinese have been using so effectively. Organic goji berry juice, organic full-spectrum reishi, organic matcha green tea. Okay, I'm going to go through the rest of the list, and then I have to talk a little bit about matcha green tea, because I think it's the best-kept superfood secret on the planet. So we've got organic Vermont maple syrup. We've got organic fair trade cacao. There's the chocolate. Organic marshmallow root. Organic fine vanilla bean. Organic red dulse. And Celtic sea salt. So amazing sort of bounty, this beautiful assembly of these ingredients that are just all, as BJ pointed out, adaptogenic nutrients that are designed really to help the body deal with stress, because the plants themselves, like, and BJ can talk further about this, like maca that grows at 15,000 feet, high altitude, low moisture, you know, low oxygen, incredibly hardy plant. Well, it learns to cope and deal with these stresses through these adaptogens, which it shares with people, and they have the same benefits in the body right. as the plants enjoyed. So, again, about matcha green tea, okay, just for a minute. Now, we've all heard about green tea, and we know that there are thousands of clinical studies to substantiate that it's, you know, it halts the growth of cancer cells, it's alkalinizing, it's highly antioxidant, it's
very
a natural antibacterial,
yeah.
natural antimicrobial, all these amazing benefits. Well, if you know green tea is tea, and you prepare it the same way you do every other tea, you steep the tea and you throw the bag away, right? Well, what's in the bag? It's all the plant material. Okay, we're in the whole food organic nutrition business. Matcha green tea, literally matcha translates, it means powdered tea. So what they do with matcha, and by the way, this is a sacred tea. It's been around for just forever. I mean, it's hundreds and hundreds of years. In Japan, it's also known as the emperor's tea. It's the warrior's tea. It's the secret of the emperors. It's the secret of the samurai warrior. It's the secret of the ninja warrior. So matcha means powdered tea. And what they do, they grow this beautiful shade-grown green tea. They hand-pick, they select the highest-grade leaves, the most beautiful leaves. Then they dry them in the sun and powder them on these ancient granite stones, right, these stone mills. And you end up with this incredibly iridescent, beautiful green powder. Well, traditionally in Japan, what you do with that powder is you add it to hot water and you whisk it. There's this bamboo mm-hmm. whisk, and you whisk it real quick, and it blends up very nicely, so you get rid of all the clumps, and then they even count the sips. It's very ceremonious. I mean, this is like a no-joke thing. And they count the sips as they drink this tea, and the incredible organic nutrition enters the body. So, again, it's alkalinizing. It's naturally antibacterial. It's got incredible antioxidant benefits, incredible amino acids and catechins that you wouldn't get from normal green tea. So matcha, in fact, is 10 times more potent than regular green tea, because not more energy, more
no,
jitters.
No, not stimulant, right.
As a superfood, as right. a healing superfood, 10 times more potent than normal green tea. So now you take this stuff, you drink it down, the energy that you get from matcha, and this is why it's the secret of the samurai and the secret of the ninja warriors, because the catechins and the amino acids have a natural calming effect on the body. So there is some caffeine in green tea, right? But when you drink normal tea, you're throwing away the plants. When you drink matcha tea, you have the whole food benefit. So you get this kind of very balanced, zen-like, focused energy like you've never experienced. There are no jitters. There are no spikes and crashes.
Right. That's,
right? No sweaty palms.
That's what I've noticed about when I did the Pacifica blend. Before I came in, I was feeling really bad in the morning. And I did my blend and I drank it down. And I had really nice energy and focused energy, but I wasn't like it's not like having a cup of coffee.
Exactly.
It's not like having a Coke.
That's why
it's not like any of that.
Exactly.
It's sustained energy, and it's not jittery, and you're not bouncing off the walls. But it's hard to explain this to people. Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, we're just yammering on and on. If you just tuned in, you're listening to an incredible Fun Drive program. I'm very, very happy to be bringing back Reno Rollet from Boku Superfoods. We have on the line Dr. BJ Adrazin. He's the master formulator for all the Boku Super products. We're talking about a brand new product that is only available to Pacifica listeners. Boku has taken the wonderful steps to make a very special blend. This is not available anywhere else. You can't get this on their website. You can't get it on Amazon. You can't get it anywhere else. Definitely can't get it at the store.
It's the world premiere.
It is the world premiere of the brand new Pacifica blend. The Pacifica blend, you get a bag. If you call up and place your donation of $150, you can get the new Boku Pacifica pack. In the pack, you're going to get all these goodies, and everything's new, okay? You're going to get a bag of the Pacifica blend, which is the super fuel that we've been talking about, and it's chocolatey and delicious, and I'm checking too on the sugars, very low sugars, because I'm all freaky about sugars now, incredibly low sugars. and low carbs as well. You get a bag of the Pacifica blend, which has the super fuel mixed with the super protein. So you're getting your protein and you're getting your fuel mixed together, not available anywhere else. You get a bag of that. You also get a bottle of the Boku Smile that we were talking about. This is the brand new. This is also not available anywhere else. This is an effervescent tooth powder, natural mint with baking soda. There is no fluoride. There is no sodium lauryl sulfite. It's fantastic. It will last you a very long time. I have mine. Your teeth feel great. Your gums feel great. And it is really good for your, super, super good for your gums. But the effervescence, you're talking about the cleaning power, and it's
like scrubbing bubbles in your mouth. Honestly, yeah. It's something unlike you've ever experienced. Your teeth have never felt this clean. Your mouth has never tingled and felt as fresh. It kills germs in your mouth. It oxygenates your mouth, creates an environment in your mouth that's hostile to germs and bacteria. It cleans like nothing you've ever experienced. It's so joyful. Honestly, I've always been picky about toothpaste. I'm like one of these people, I brush, I'm like deathly afraid of swallowing any of it. So I brush and brush and it foams and I spit it out. And, you know, this is completely different than anything you've ever experienced. If you swallow it, no problem.
You're talking
about sea salt, you're talking about baking soda, and you're talking about the essential oils of mint. It's a beautiful, beautiful cleansing experience.
And that is in the pack, as well as you're going to get also something very cool, a bamboo eco-friendly toothbrush, because we know these toothbrushes, they're in, you know, landfills. Those plastic toothbrushes are just, it's ridiculous.
It's like a billion a year that get dumped in the landfills.
Right. So you're going to do something eco-friendly. You're going to get an eco-friendly toothbrush, a bamboo toothbrush, plus we're going to throw in a free shaker bottle, a Boku shaker bottle, so you can mix your Pacifica blend of the super fuel and super protein powder with your favorite drink. You can, you know, put it with, if you like soy milk or if you like rice milk or flaxseed milk, whatever you like. It's delicious. It's chocolatey. And it is so great for vitality and energy. It is delicious. The entire pack, four items in all, is available for a $150 pledge, and it's never been available before. These things are not available anywhere else. This is a very special blend made just for Pacifica listeners. We want you to get a hold of this immediately. If you've pledged before and you've gotten the Boku Superfoods, you know how good the quality is. We want to get some more nutrition in you, and we want to help raise some serious money for this station. So please pick up the phone right now. We want to. We only have a couple minutes left with Dr. BJ, and I want to get back to him. But I got to get some phone lines lit up right now. The number to call is 212-209-2950. That number again, 212-209-2950. Pledge your support for WBAI 99.5 FM, Pacifica Radio in New York City, your community radio station. That number again is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. A $150 contribution gets you this nice size bag, 21-ounce bag of the Pacifica blend. Again, you cannot get this anywhere else. Boku specifically designed this just for us, for you, for me. It has the super fuel and the super protein mixed together. Plus, you're going to get the Boku tooth powder. This is not available anywhere else as well. There's like over 200 uses, 200, you can have 200, what do you, brushings with it. It is fantastic for a toothpaste. It's a tooth powder. It's delicious. And you also get the bamboo eco-friendly toothbrush. So we're saving some of the environment. And we're going to throw in the free Boku shaker bottle as well. So all you got to do is call up and pick up this incredible pack, the new Boku Pacifica pack, for a $150 contribution. That number to call is 212-209-2950. Again, 212-209-2950. Please do give us a call. This is an amazing opportunity for you to get some fantastic thank you gifts. And it's basically for your contribution of becoming a member of WBAI 99.5 FM right here in New York City. Don't hesitate to call. You can put on your Visa, American Express, MasterCard. There are phone answers waiting for your call right now. Please do not think that someone else is going to do this. You need to call up and pledge support to your community radio station. And in return, you're going to be getting some amazing thank you gifts, unique thank you gifts to Pacifica Radio. So please call right now, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And we're just so, I'm so happy that we get to unveil this, to do the world premiere of Pacifica, the Pacifica blend, and in particular, the new Boku Pacifica pack for a mere $150 contribution. Put on your credit card, your Visa, American Express, MasterCard. If you want to do a payment arrangement, you can do that, or just put it all. I would love to see people just call up and pledge and put $150 on the credit card and get all four of these items. Again, we have not offered this before. It's available right now. We want to keep those phone lines ringing, though. We've got to keep this momentum going. So please, do your part. Call up and pledge support. You can call up and pledge at the $25 level or the $1,000 level or whatever level you feel comfortable at. You can pledge for one of these wonderful premiums that we're offering, one of these thank you gifts that we're offering this hour. But the important thing is that you pick up the phone and you become a member of this important institution, Pacifica Radio, WBAI. The number to call to become part of our family is 212-209-2950. That number, once again, 212-209-2950.
Reno, if you can, tell the listeners why it's important for them to get this particular blend, because this is unique, right? Because you have both of the super fuel mixed with the protein. Why should they call up? Why should they do it?
First of all, okay, at Boku, we say the foods that we provide give you organic nutrition that you can actually feel. When you put Boku superfoods in your body, these incredibly potent organic nutrients enter the cells within minutes. And that's what this is all about. This Pacifica blend is going to make people feel amazing. I mean, we all know what it feels like to be run down, to be tired. We all want energy, right? We resort to these sugary energy drinks and caffeinated drinks and coffee.
It's so bad for you.
These are healing, super nutrient-dense foods that provide incredible energy, incredible clarity, incredible focus, incredible recovery, incredible performance. And it's an all-in-one because this is combined. Our super fuel, which is remarkable in itself and is incredibly popular, by the way, with professional athletes, elite endurance racers, marathon runners, who we'll talk to in a little bit here, triathletes, these Ironmen, basketball players, football players, car racers. It's incredibly popular with athletes, but we've combined it to create this amazing all-in-one with our super protein. So it's really a meal.
I mean, it's a meal.
You take
meal
this in the morning, you'll sail right through, as I've said before, to lunch. You can have it for lunch and cruise right through to dinner. You're not going to feel hungry because you're flooding your cells with incredibly potent nutrition.
Please pick up the phone and support this amazing institution, WBAI Pacifica Radio, 212-209-2950. It only takes a couple seconds. When you call, tell the phone answer exactly what you want. Make sure you speak clearly and give them your information, and it'll only take a couple minutes, and it is so vitally important right now. 212-209-2950. It's only a $150 contribution, and you're going to be getting an exclusive pack here. This is not available anywhere else. It's not available to the general public, but to you, the Pacifica listener. The Pacifica blend is included in the pack. This is the blend of the super fuel and the super protein. Plus, you're going to get the Boku tooth powder, all natural effervescent tooth powder, no fluoride, no sodium lauryl sulfate, no food dye colors. There's a famous brand of toothpaste. We all remember it from when we were kids. I'm not going to say the name, but I went and I looked at the list of ingredients. I almost choked to realize that as a child, I was putting that in my mouth and probably swallowed some of it. And I can't believe that this is still on the shelves. It's still being sold, and it's ridiculous because it is loaded with, chemicals that you would not believe. They should not be in any kind of toothpaste, but there's no colors. You know those little fun little blue gel things and those sparkly things? Those are colors. Those are dyes. This Boku Smile, again, is not available anywhere else. It's in the pack. Plus, you get the eco-friendly toothbrush, the bamboo toothbrush. Plus, you get the free shaker bottle, all those items for a $150 plus. If you want peak performance, if you want strength and endurance, if you want an enhanced libido, hello, knock, knock, knock. If you want mental clarity, vitality, rejuvenation, a mood enhancer like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, Christine, I just have to say, yes. So many people refer to this. You get this super fuel in your body. It's almost like you feel your eyebrows lift. I don't know if you can relate to that. It is so incredibly mood elevating. So it started out as something we were going to use as a sexual enhancement product. Then it became like for elite endurance athletes. Then it was pretty obvious we could market it as something to combat stress because that's what these adaptogenic phytonutrients are all about. Well, now we're finding out that so many people are using it as a natural alternative, some of these psych meds, because it's incredibly mood elevating. You'll see it. You'll experience it. That's why I say it's about feeling good.
Yeah.
So many of us almost forget how good we can feel.
Yeah.
This will help remind you of how good you can feel, to have the kind of energy, not bouncing off the walls energy that is not sustainable, that you fade away from and you know, that wears out or has your palms, you know, sweaty and your hands shaking. This is sustainable, beautiful, calm, almost zen-like, focused energy. Great for students, great for housewives, moms, workers, lovers, you got it.
Anybody, a $150 contribution, put it on your credit card, get the Boku Pacifica pack, all four of those items. And again, folks, you can't get this anywhere else. We only have like a couple minutes left with Dr. BJ. And Dr. BJ, before you go, because I know you have to go, you're really busy, what anything else you wanted to add to our listeners to let them know about this particular blend?
So the key point I'd like to get across, besides quality and the purity, the pristineness of the actual ingredients, is that I've never seen a product before that has such a large serving size of these ingredients. You can go to a store and buy, you know, little capsules of cordyceps and mock and take a little bit of it, but in a one serving of Super Fuel, to have 17,000 milligrams, you know, when I see it on my scale, I can't even fit that on my scale at one time. It's such a large amount. To take that and have that absorbed into your system, I mean, that's really the key. It's the combination, the synergy of the ingredients and the really the bounty of the ingredients in the serving. You're getting a huge amount to really support you, and that's why you feel the incredible endurance. That's why your mood lifts incredibly. That's why you may have the sexual effect as well, because you're really...
You feel good, as James Brown said. I feel good.
you're taking enough of it, and you're taking even more in a very safe way, and you know your body gets it. Let's say it gives you the feedback in a positive way.
And you're getting the blend. You're getting the protein as well, which is so important for those people who are not you know eating meat or. Who we know we need to increase the protein, but we don't want to go through some of those other proteins that, and as we were talking about, some of the leading protein powders have high levels of metals, heavy metals in them. This has been super tested. The super protein has been super tested, and happy to say that there is, you know, the tests were in, and you guys were way ahead of everybody long
All
before.
All low metal
super
verified.
Pure, low metal purified, low metal certified protein powder. Okay, the phone lines are lighting up again. We need to get those the phone number out a couple more times.
I do want to say one thing.
Go right ahead.
Which we did not mention, that we're using protein as well from organic cranberries, and nobody even believes there's protein in cranberries, but yes, inside of the cranberries, there's a large amount of protein, and as well as omega-3s. We're talking about the Sachi Inchi, that's similar to flax, chia, and fish oil. Cranberry has omega-3 too. So we have this beautiful red, pristine protein from cranberries that has some omega-3 and just a beautiful protein. It gives a nice little kick to the formula because you have that nice berry taste at the same time you know balanced out with the nutty taste of the Sacha Inchi and the neutral taste of the rice.
And the delicious taste of the rich chocolate maple, the super fuel with the cocoa, the cacao.
Oh, and so in this Pacifica blend, yeah, you have the overall taste of this fudgy chocolate that covers the whole thing.
It's delicious.
Like a chocolate vegan milkshake that gives lots of energy.
That's exactly what it tasted like a chocolate vegan milkshake to me. And it's a great, for me, it's a great meal replacement. This is what I do for my breakfast. Folks, give us a call right now. This is a unique thank you gift. You can't get it anywhere else. It is the new Boku Pacifica pack. This pack was put together with you in mind. It's from Boku Superfoods, and it includes all of these items, the Pacifica blend, which is the super fuel and super protein. protein. Dr. BJ Adrazan has been talking about that. He's the master formulator and chief medical advisor for Boku. He knows very well what he's talking about. He's been doing this for many years, talking about over 17,000 milligrams of the most potent regenerating food in the world. That is yours in the pack, as well as the Boku tooth powder, which is the all-natural tooth powder. There's like 200 servings in this bottle that you get. There's no fluoride, no sodium lauryl sulfate, no dyes or colors, no chemicals. All natural, delicious stuff for your teeth, healthy stuff for your teeth. Plus, you get the bamboo eco-friendly toothbrush. Plus, you get the free shaker bottle so that you can make your Pacifica blend very easily. It's a $150 contribution. That's all. You want to get two packs if you can, because once you get this stuff at home, you know your loved ones, you know your friends, your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your kids are going to want to invade your Pacifica pack. Get two of them if you can, and call this number right now. 212-209-2950. Do not waste a moment. Pick up the phone. Call 212-209-2950. I want to thank you so very much, Dr. BJ Adrazan. Thank you so much for joining us and for doing such great work on developing these formulas for Boku. I really appreciate it, and our listeners do too.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend, guys.
Okay. Thanks, BJ. You too. Okay.
Thank you. So, folks, just to go over to just some of the we want to go over some of the ingredients in the Pacifica blend, which is in the pack for a $150 contribution. The Superfuel itself, again, contains organic fresh pressed maca root juice, organic full spectrum cordyceps, organic goji berry juice. Everything's organic, so I'm just going to stop saying organic because everything in this is organic, okay? Full-spectrum reishi, matcha green tea, antioxidant-rich organic fair trade cacao, which makes it taste so delicious. Also, Vermont maple syrup, all organic, red dulse, Celtic, is it Celtic or Celtic?
Whatever you prefer.
Okay. Sea salt. And it tastes so delicious. And it's combined with the super protein powder, which the protein comes from all of the different sources for the protein. Is it cranberry?
Sacha inchi, cranberry, and sprouted brown rice.
Oh, wow. That's so good. Okay, keep those calls coming in. We do see the lines lighting up. There are people ready to answer your phone call. Again, I cannot stress to you, you cannot go on their website and get this, okay? Go right ahead. Try. Go to Boku. See if you can find it. You can't. It's only available for you, darlings. Only available for you, the Pacifica listener. This blend was put together with you in mind, and it's to help us raise much needed funds at this radio station. That's what we're talking about. We want to uplift you by making sure that you're a healthier individual, that you have a healthier family, that you're a happier individual. And that's what these thank you gifts are all about. We're happy to be giving you these thank you gifts in lieu of your wonderful donations, because you keep us alive, and we want to keep you alive and healthy through non-GMOs, completely organic, super life-affirming, nutrient-dense food. And you know you got to eat. Everybody's got to eat. Why not eat something that is super healthy for you and doesn't taste like a lawnmower bag? Tastes like a delicious chocolate shake. So you get all that great nutrition, all that energy. I'm telling you, did you see me earlier, how I looked?
I did.
Okay? I looked like death worn over. I mean, I was
well,
really,
no, you looked fine.
Well, I mean, I'm cute. But
yeah,
I,
you are
no,
cute.
No, but I really felt horrible. I felt horrible because of my allergies. I really felt bad. But I had my, thank you very much for making my drink. I got my Pacifica blend drink. And listen to me now. Look at me now.
And
right?
this is what excites me so much when people experience that. And you're right. I see the transformation, the energy, the light. It just comes back. I mean, this is what we're so excited to be sharing with Pacifica
That's
listeners.
Like, if you guys can make me feel, because I really did feel bad, if this stuff can make me feel good, I'm very hopeful for our listeners. So get the Pacifica pack, $150. Again, you get the Pacifica blend powder. It's so easy to mix. You get a free shaker bottle so you can make your drink easy. You don't have to think about it. You get the Boku tooth powder, which has no fluoride, no sodium lauryl sulfate, no colors, no dyes, all goodness, and it lasts forever. And also you get the bamboo eco-friendly toothbrush for a $150 pledge. Okay, if my testimonial is not enough, because, you know, maybe it's not. Maybe people say, well, Christine, you're just saying that because you want us to call and you want to raise a lot of money for Pacifica and for KPFK, and we don't really believe you. Okay, maybe you won't believe me, but
Maybe you'll believe.
Maybe you'll believe someone.
Tiffany.
Yes. Maybe you'll believe someone who actually has used this, and much to, what amazing story she has. I want to welcome to the airwaves Tiffany Ivana Frankovich, who, hey, Tiffany, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Did you get to hear everything that we've been talking about?
Yes, I have, and so I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Oh, me too, yeah. Because I felt bad. Talk a little bit about your experience in particular. Really important for our listeners to know how you have been, what you do now, but also the blend, doing the super fuel and the super protein, how that has been working out for you.
So I'm an elite distance runner, which means that I run 100 to 110 miles a week. In addition, I do strength training and running drills. So it's obviously extremely important that I'm nourishing my body continuously. You know, I'm always looking for ways to train harder and recover faster. I run marathons and training for the Olympic trials.
Ooh.
Right. So, again, it's super important for me to treat my body well, as best as I can, to get the best performance that I possibly can. And, you know, I've had a lot of struggles even from when I was a child. So I was actually diagnosed with a rare form of arthritis as a kid, and doctors said I would be crippled by the time I was in my late teens. I took some experimental medication. I'm 35 now. And I'm not crippled, obviously, mm-hmm. but the doctor said if I wasn't crippled, that I would always have joint pain. And I was also then later in a car accident. And doctors, again, told me, you'll never run. Your body will never feel the same. You'll always be in pain. And had actually told me to give up professional running, because I would never be able to go back to the elite level of training. And thank goodness, through a friend, I heard of Boku last October and started taking their superfood. And I noticed immediately, because I started taking it right after my workouts, and I could actually feel the nutrients being absorbed into my body. I wasn't getting sick, and I'm running 15 to 26 miles in a day.
Oh,
and
God
I'm
bless
running
you!
In the yeah, and I live in Portland, Oregon, so I'm running in the cold
rain.
And in the rain, and I wasn't getting sick. And all these people around me are getting sick, and I'm thinking, wow, I put my body through a lot, and I'm not getting sick. This is amazing. It's got to be the superfood. That's the only thing that I've changed. My body, I wasn't getting the joint pains. My body was just recovering so fast. And then I got to meet Reno Jr. in January, and he told me, you should try the fuel in our protein. I thought, oh, awesome. Okay. I always like to try different types of proteins just to see what works the best. And so I started using the protein combined with the fuel before all of my runs.
Which happens to be the Pacifica blend.
The new Pacifica blend, yes.
Right?
Right, exactly. And so when I combined those two together, the amount of energy that I had was incredible. I actually thought, this can't be real. Like, what else have I changed in my diet? Am I sleeping more? You know, I started analyzing all these other things because I just couldn't believe that something was so great. And not only did I have that extra energy, but it lasted not just throughout my workout, but into the day. And all I could come back to is, it's got to be the combination of this fuel and superfood. And one thing I noticed is, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but with most protein powders, even when you use it in a shaker, you have clumps.
It tastes like chalk, usually.
It does.
But not this.
Then,
yeah. No, I know.
Yeah, and there's those little clumps that I swear you cannot get rid of. You know, maybe if you put it in a blender, maybe. But if you just use a shaker, it will always have clumps. And the fuel and the protein powder from Boku didn't. And that was one of the indicators to me. I was like, you know, if it's that fine, then my body is going to be able to absorb it. So it made sense to me that my body was actually absorbing the nutrients that I was putting into it.
And it's delicious.
And it's so good.
Yeah.
Right. And so I want people to have that experience. You know, even like you guys were talking before, even if you don't run marathons or you're not a triathlete, you know, you still have a very stressful life. Everybody runs their own type of race every day, really. And so to be able to be your absolute best means that you need to be fueling your body with the best nutrients that you possibly can. And so I want people to just give this a try, because I promise you will love it, and you will actually feel the difference all the way on the inside, and that will translate to the outside.
Definitely. And you and because you're trying it as much as, well, you're probably more than me, but do you notice too that the energy level, like he was saying, it's hard to explain it. You have an increase in energy, you feel really good, but there's no jitteries, right? There's no it doesn't make you all doesn't make you jittery, doesn't make you all whacked out.
Right, and you know, I have to admit, I was a little weary to give up my coffee in the morning. I was a coffee drinker.
That's a tough thing to do.
It is, totally. When you depend on that caffeine for your pick-me-up, and especially for athletes, you know, they say, well, caffeine can help you have a better workout. And you know, so I was a little bit eerie to give that up. But I thought, you know what, I'm going to give this a try. I'm gonna try it, see what happens, and I have not gone back. You don't need the coffee.
No.
And it's actually a better energy than that coffee can give you.
It's way longer sustained, and
yes.
And you don't, and there's no, it's very low sugar, so, because some people can't have coffee without having all that sugar in it,
right.
And the dairy. This is so, so good. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a very special Fun Drive program. We have about 4 minutes, 5 minutes left, and we have on the phone Tiffany Frankovich. She's an elite runner. She's a Are you getting ready for a marathon? Like,
I am.
When?
I'm actually in Cleveland, Ohio right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm running the Cleveland Marathon this Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she's fueled up on the very special combination of the super fuel and super protein. We have it available as the Pacifica blend. It is specially designed just for the Pacifica listeners, specially put together for you. And you can get it at this number, 212-209-2950. Do not waste a moment. Pick up the phone. Call 212-209-2950. As you heard Tiffany say, you don't have to be an elite runner. You don't have to be a marathoner. You don't have to be a super sports star, because everyone has stress. I don't care if you're a CEO of a quadrillion-dollar company, or you're a mom of two kids or one kid, or you have just a dog. Everyone has stress. It's how we deal with stress. And this is super fuel, super protein combined. It's called the Pacifica blend. And in the pack, not only do you get that incredible blend, you're also going to get another few items that are not available anywhere else. You also get the brand new Boku tooth powder. This is basically, it's a 3-month supply in each bottle. It is vegan. It is fluoride free. It is sodium lauryl sulfate free. It has essential oils in it. If you get one of these packs, get two packs if you can. Put it on your credit card, because you want to get this for your family. So call up right now. Get the Pacifica blend. You get the Boku tooth powder. You get the bamboo eco-friendly toothbrush. Plus, we're going to throw in a free shaker bottle, so you don't have any of those clumps like Tiffany was talking about in your blend. You get all four of those items for a $150 contribution. That number to call is 212-209-2950. Again, 212-209-2950. Please do give us a call. This is an amazing opportunity for you to get some fantastic thank you gifts. Only a few minutes to go, and we need to have at least three more callers. Won't you be caller number one of three right now? Please pick up the phone. Again, you cannot get this anywhere else. Reno, what do you want to tell the listeners so they can pick up the phone and call?
Well, just first of all, I wanted to thank Tiffany. I hadn't met her before. She had met Reno Jr. I walked into the office. We had a meeting scheduled. She gave me the most beautiful, amazing big hug. I told you, Tiffany, that one of the greatest hugs I've ever gotten. And it was that sincere warmth, that appreciation that you were expressing for what happened when our Boku Superfuel, our protein, our superfoods entered your body and made a difference. And this is what drives us to do what we do every day. We are so grateful to be a part of Pacifica Network and so grateful to be here with Christine and share these amazing superfoods and make a positive difference in people's lives, just like yours, Tiffany. So thank you for sharing your story.
The Boku Pacifica Pack, folks, you only have about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes to take advantage of this. You can't find it anywhere else. This is a very special pack that has been specially designed for you, the Pacifica listener. Nowhere else, nowhere else, nobody else can get it but you. And you can only get it by calling this number.
212-209-2950. That number, once again, 212-209-2950.
The pack includes four items. There's another call. We need just two more people. You get the 21-ounce bag of Pacifica Blend, which is the combination of the Super Fuel, chocolatey, rich, delicious, and the Super Protein, which is also delicious, nutty. It's got the most amazing proteins available. Plus, you're going to get the Boku tooth powder. Plus, you're going to get the bamboo eco-friendly toothbrush and the free shaker bottle. All four of those items for a $150 contribution to Pacifica. I have 60 seconds to go. That's 1 minute. We want to get as many people on the line as possible because, again, I'm just so very, very grateful for all of the amazing work that Boku Superfoods has done. You've helped us out tremendously, my friend.
And you have helped us as well, Christine.
You have really helped us out. When people hear the replays of the show, this is giving you an idea, folks, of how many people are responding to this, and what a great message to the listeners is to put healthy, nutritious, nutrient dense food into our systems. Again, folks, you got to eat. Everybody's got to eat. You might as well be putting the most freshest, organic, highest nutrient dense foods in your body, and your opportunity to do it is right now, and you can help your radio station out as well. Help Pacifica out and call up and pledge your support. You're gonna love it. I promise you. Okay, there's my music. There's my happy music. I'm gonna give out that phone number one more time.
212-209-2950.
I want to thank D'Angelo Jones in Master Control. I adore you. He's adorable.
He's the man. I can see him.
He's a good
see
man.
See him from here.
And I want to thank you so much, Reno Rollet from
thank
Boku.
Thank you, Christine. And thank everybody out there at Pacifica. Thank you so much. All the listeners, the Pacifica Radio Network. What a great honor. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm Christine Blasdale. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. More Fun Drive programming coming your way. Don't touch that dial. And be happy.
Sunday, June 8th at 11 p.m., Sugar in My Bowl will spotlight Vision Festival 19 with the wearer of many hats, Patricia Nicholson Parker, and this year's Lifetime of Achievement recipient, saxophonist and pianist Charles Gale. That's Sunday, June 8th at 11 p.m., right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web.
And I say you should touch that dial. Make the volume louder, okay? This is not a pre-recorded program, and I should tell you that that preceding program was brought to you on recording. This is WBAI in New York City, listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio at 99.5 FM. You know, the schedule doesn't have me, Jim Freund, by the way, on there. But I have spoken some time ago specifically about, well, the night of June 3rd, the morning of June 4th, with our station manager, who is our erstwhile program director. And he said, oh, sure, go ahead and do it. Then he puts out the schedule, and I'm not just as special, like the one you just heard. And I see that the machine here is queued up for a special. But I confirmed with him as recently as 2 days ago, and he says, don't worry, that's a mistake. Just go and do your show. Now, this is all set up to play you another health special like that or something like that. But, no, I'm sorry. We're going to have a show now. Now, that doesn't mean that there isn't going to be pitching. Normally, when I come on the air, Hour of the Wolf properly would begin its howl and its music. And our guest Tom Doyle this morning at 1:30. So I figured, let's take care of business now. And so I'm going to play not the Hour of the Wolf music. I'm going to play an Hour of the Wolf trailer. And then a movie review. And then we're going to talk turkey. You're going to get out your credit cards now. Or don't get out the credit cards. Because you can just call in a pledge. Do you know the number? You've just been listening to it for umpteen hours. But when they're saying, I see this person there, I see that person there, and so on and so forth. You know, I don't think they were, I don't know if they were in New York or not. I can tell you that they were recorded. But everything they said about the importance of this radio station is true. Gol darn it. And I'm going to give you different reasons through the buzz in my headphones as to why you need to fund this radio station. And sigh. So I'm going to play an unofficial opening to the show, followed by Dan Persons reviewing not one but two movies, and then we'll talk.
The Hour of the Wolf is the hour between night and dawn. It is the hour when most people die, when sleep is deepest, when nightmares are most real. It is the hour when the sleepless are haunted by their deepest fear, when ghosts and demons are most powerful. The Hour of the Wolf is also the hour when most children are born. Of madness, and masks hide behind faces. The hour of all final moments.
Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. So this past weekend saw the release of Maleficent, debuting director Richard Stromberg's take on the Sleeping Beauty tale, this time told from the viewpoint of the evil fairy, who it turns out, surprise, surprise, is not as thoroughly evil as we once thought. It's a good film, not the least because it's half the running time of a Peter Jackson Hobbit film. And I'm serious about that, given that fantasy films have become highly art-produced, CG-infused tangents to begin with. You don't really need to clot the tangent with more tangents. That it's a revisionist take addressing the classic story from a new angle and a quasi-feminist outlook, rather than just an origin story, also helps. There's more to hang on to here and enjoy, even if Angelina Jolie, as the title character, manages to look imperious without giving the character the charisma that would back that up, and the whole exercise still feels a little too obviously like the latest move in Disney's campaign to turn their roster of villains into a franchise as potent as their princesses. This is actually one of their more successful forays, so good for that. But let's look back now at the big franchise release that took place over the Memorial Day weekend. One thing that can be said for X-Men Days of Future Past is that director Bryan Singer does absolutely nothing with Peter Dinklage. This is a good thing. Follow me on this. Peter Dinklage is, of course, a very good actor in X-Men. He plays Bolivar Trask, a scientist and industrialist whose assassination in the 70s by the mutant shapeshifter Mystique, played by Jennifer Lawrence, sets the stage for an apocalyptic future in which robotic sentinels have exterminated not only the perceived mutant threat, but practically the whole of humanity. Peter Dinklage is also a little person, a point that Game of Thrones took advantage of in a recent episode that gave the actor one of the most intense monologues delivered by a character on that series, and that X-Men takes advantage of not at all. Not one character points it out, it doesn't serve as a plot point anywhere, and in a franchise one of whose points is to examine prejudice and how its victims confront that fear and hatred, it's not even employed as subtext. Its non-presence is the subtext. Singer's subtle observation of how bigotry redirects depending on which target will accrue it the most power. This is interesting. Days of Future Past starts off in that apocalyptic, possibly near future, with the remnants of our mutant heroes, including Patrick Stewart's Professor X, Ian McKellen's Magneto, and Hugh Jackman's Wolverine, all but vanquished by the horrifically adaptable and formidable Sentinels. But the narrative rapidly shifts focus to 1973 as Wolverine's present-day consciousness is transported to his indestructible 1970s body in an effort to rally both Professor X and Magneto, now played by James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender respectively, to foil Mystique's assassination attempt. Given that X-Men had its birth as a reflection of the civil rights struggle of the 60s, that choice of year does not appear to be random. It's set at the final act of America's loss of innocence, a period which started with the Kennedy assassination referenced in the film and ended with Watergate and was maybe the last time that our superheroes could be unambiguous fighters for justice. The gray areas are noted here in a visit to the Vietnam War and the ensuing peace talks that are portrayed in the film with more than a little cynicism. And when Trask pitches his mutant-hunting Sentinel Force to Richard Nixon, the president who invented the Southern Strategy, as a way of leveraging off fears of civil rights advances after all, he invokes the notion that mutants could be anyone and anywhere, casting veritable catnip to the pathologically paranoid cat. None of this is particularly overt. Bryan Singer knows his mission here, and X-Men Days of Future Past is chock full of mutants engaging in incredible and exquisitely choreographed action sequences. But after too long and too many sequels and spin-offs where you looked at these characters, including such central figures as Charles Xavier and Eric Lenscher, and said, "Who are these guys and why should I care?" Singer brings us back to a personal investment in the fates of our heroes and villains. The way Singer fills in personalities, even for such relative walk-ons as Quicksilver, here portrayed as a teen, so the jurisdictional dispute between Fox and Disney over the character's impending appearance in the next Avengers film is essentially short-circuited, is bracing indeed. This is the other advantage. For all the action, the focus of the film is Xavier's and Lenscher's battle for Mystique's soul. And within that battle, the core X-Men struggle between peaceful acceptance and radicalized revolution is once again brought to the fore. It's as if Singer looked at what had been going on and said, "Here, let me put this back to rights," and then managed to get things back to the thematic basics in the most satisfying and entertaining way possible. X-Men Days of Future Past is a top-notch comic book movie and a reminder of what made the franchise so special to begin with. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we are now archiving these reviews over at CineFantastique Online. Catch up on what you missed by going to cfqonline.com.
Good job, Dan. Good, interesting review. I still haven't seen it. If you were listening 2 weeks ago, we had Chris Claremont on the air for 2 hours, author, not of the movie, but of the comic book upon which the movie is based. And I thought it was like this whole graphic novel, this whole thing. And Chris looks at me and he says, it was 2 issues. It was just 2 issues long, the whole thing. And that actually, to me, makes a lot of sense. Because about if you're going to make a movie, short stories are really good. A novella, maybe. Novels, yeah, if you're Russian. You know, if you do the 8-hour adaptations, you know, The Pride and Prejudice with Colin Firth and Jennifer Ely at 6 hours runs about 2 hours too short. There's so much left out of a novel. 2 issues of a comic book, yeah, that makes a movie. Otherwise, if you're on the other end of Marvel, one end of Marvel is Fox, and that's the X-Men. And then the other end of Marvel, it's owned by Disney, but the movies are made by Fox. On the other end are the Avengers, and that's made by Disney. That's made by Marvel Studios, which is a Walt Disney company. And it's tricky, as he mentioned, that there's one character in the X-Men movie who's going to be showing up in the Avengers. And how they do that, I don't know. It's weird. So Chris was sitting here 2 weeks ago, and you think, boy, this guy has got to be doing well. And he said, yeah, Marvel paid a very nice salary. What about the movie? Oh, I'm in the movie. I get to play a congressman. I got my SAG card. And how much did he get paid for the movie? There are now 7 X-Men movies, if you include the Wolverines. 5 out of the 7 are directly based on his writing. They could double his salary. They could double what they paid him. They could cut it in half. He gets what I think they call in Hollywood bupkis. He gets zero. It's work for hire. But he, if you heard the show, and you can still, you can hear part of it if you go to ourwolf.com, HOURWOLF.com, and you'll hear the 1:30 to 3 a.m. portion. We actually started, as we are this week, at 1 a.m., and we actually went to about 3:30 because Lister didn't show up. I hope he shows up this morning. And, but you can hear the main part of that. And he's a great talker. It's real interesting. And we often disagree, but he almost always convinces me of his point of view. But he's proud. He was so proud. And he was sitting here saying, gee, you know, I really hope, you know, Godzilla has opened, it's doing huge business. I wonder if X-Men is going to do any business. And I just look at it and go, Chris, it'll be the number one movie of this year, at least so far. Well, yeah, it's done about double the business of any other movie that's been released this year, and it's only been open for 2 weeks. And I don't think it's even hit all the Asian markets yet. And when it does that, boom. You know, and then come the DVDs, and then comes Netflix and HBO and the rest. Yeah, they've made the $8 billion that they spent on the movie. So I'll go see it eventually. I will probably not see it in 3D. I'm sick and tired of it. 3D is great for closing credits and opening credits and animation. A number of animated movies. I'll tell you movies that work in 3D. Hugo, directed by Martin Scorsese. Absolutely, the 3D is perfect. Gravity, duh. Gravity is an amazing experience. Not the best science fiction film of last year, which wasn't even nominated. And Tom Doyle's looking at me going, yes? Her.
Her was nominated.
Hmm?
Her was nominated, wasn't it?
It was nominated for the Ray Bradbury. Uh-huh. It was not nominated for a Hugo. And it didn't do well on the Ray Bradbury Best Movie Award. I mean, I think Gravity deserved to win. But because of the experience that it is, but I think that Her is the better science fiction. And the only people who don't like Her, okay. Oh.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, Gravity.
Man.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. But Gravity is actually, I'm not sure Gravity is science fiction.
Well,
there are a few more stations and a few more things up there.
That he started writing it 7 years ago.
Yeah.
By the
time it's out, it was no longer, you know, it's a space thriller.
It's a space thriller.
And
that's
we are now
right.
in the age where we can have space thrillers that are not remotely science fiction.
Yeah, that's quite true, because they're not exactly mundane, but they are real.
Yeah.
And they can be done. But Her is futuristic, it's clever. And the problem with Her, spoiler alert, the problem with Her and the science fiction community, and I'm writing this whole, like, screed about this that I may eventually publish. Ray Kurzweil wrote a review of Her, why it sucked.
Oh, well, this is interesting.
For example.
Yeah.
And Kurzweil said, you know, an AI wouldn't perform like that. If an operating system left a computer, have you seen Her?
I have seen
Her. Okay, fine. You know, then it would reboot and it would start again. It would do this, it would do that. And it's like, I don't care. You missed the whole point of the movie. To quote Anthony Lane of The New Yorker, Her is about him.
Right. I think Kurzweil is also more interested in versions of the singularity that lead to his own immortality and those of
the... You mean the thing that was created by Werner Vinge?
Yes.
That Kurzweil...
That version
and
of
Werner Vinge and Rudy Rucker.
Yeah, that version
that Kurzweil rides the crest of the wave on.
And
I will not repeat the words... Rudy said it on the air, so I can repeat it. He said, Kurzweil hasn't said anything that somebody else didn't create first.
Oh.
Now, I'm not going to endorse that. That's up to Rudy to defend. But
it's a very impressive package, though, those books.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they are.
The books he does, you know, for all that they're... Source, they have a lot of different sources.
Yeah, but you don't see any references to the sources, do you? It's
okay.
All original stuff, and he gets the credit.
I see.
That's my understanding. I could be wrong. I'm going to... This is radio, and I'm not fully conversant, but I did read his review of Her, and I will totally disagree with it. Because there are... two ways of looking at Her, and I think you're actually with me on this. Mm-hmm. One is when Sam leaves, and by the way, this is Scarlett Johansson's sexiest role to date, even though she's never on camera. But really, I got to tell you, that voice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. When Sam, the AI, first of all, here's an important thing to Pacifica Radio. Who is it that she introduces to our dweebish lead character? Do you remember? Does anybody out there remember?
Oh, you mean the one that she's, like, riding as a... who keeps silent and...
No, not at all. She says, Ted, I want you to meet a friend of mine. He says, well, how many people are...
Ellen Watts. Ellen Watts, yes. And who was voiced by Brian Cox...
Right.
And, Ellen, because I know Ellen Watts' voice from the lectures I used to listen to in the early days, those cassettes.
Recorded where?
Were they from here?
WBAI,
New
York. I
had no idea. This was back in high school I was listening to Ellen Watts.
You're a kid.
Yeah.
Wow. You're that much younger than me. You're not a kid, but you are that much younger than me. I engineered a couple of those.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like 13. Well, 14. But, between here and KPFA. But they were all from Pacifica Radio, which is, by the way, why, listeners, you have to call 212-209-2950 to keep Pacifica alive. It's really a telling thing that of all the people in the world, a lecturer on the state of consciousness and the awareness of oneself, that's the key to the movie. It's unfortunately a very obscure one.
But it certainly it set off whistles and bells when he was introduced to me as far as where the directions things would be.
And let me tell people, go to the Pacifica Archives or to Alan Watts' website and listen to some of those lectures. They are amazing. They really are. And I don't necessarily go in for that kind of stuff, but you start listening and you realize, wait a minute, there is a connection here. He really is a humanist. He's not a mystic.
The one thing with her was that they had to spend a lot of time to establish, to sell the audience that the emotional stakes were real.
Yes.
And so a science fiction fan would go, okay, I get it. You know, she's sentient. I believe it. You know, I believe the stakes. Well, but for a broader audience, to really make it a universal, they had to convince everybody.
This is a big budget movie. Well, yeah. John Malkovich was a reasonably big budget film as well, which is one of the better science fiction films that the same man made. But but it's not just that. It's not just proving that she's sentient. Yeah. The idea is that everybody's doing it. Yeah. He takes her on dates, double dating with other human couples, and they don't think anything of it. And as you look on the beach where they are, you see other people are with their AIs, and people are just walking around. The point isn't only selling us what she is, who she is, and all that.
Yeah.
The point is, this is normal, and everybody in the world is doing it. And if this were, say, a Richard Linklater movie, like Before Midnight, his Parisian romance films with Ethan Hawke, and I forget the woman in it, you know, that's the same thing. Only because it's two people, people don't see them as extraordinary, but all they do is talk and their relationship develops and they break up or they get together or whatever it may be. And people say, this is a brilliant film. But here, because one of the two characters is an AI, science fiction fans get bored. They're paying attention to the wrong thing. Because this is a film about relationships. Our lead character is a guy who, for a living, writes letters, sometimes for two sides of a relationship, and he's writing their own love letters. However, he's divorcing his wife, with whom he is unable to communicate. Then he makes a communication, and it's with Sam. And when Sam leaves, the science fiction audience says, oh, she's going off into space. She's achieved an Arthur C. Clarke state of mind. She's done all of these amazing, wonderful things, and she's left him alone on Earth. I'll come back to that in a moment. That's not where my head went. My head went to the fact that right after he leaves and we see a teary-eyed neighbor...
Mm-hmm. Amy Adams.
Just happens to be Amy Adams. I mean, please, the poor guy is going to get stuck
with Amy Adams.
With Amy Adams.
And yet, they do seem so bereft, the two of them. Until
the AIs leave. Because what happens is, and again, follow me on this, right after Sam leaves him, he's able to write a love letter to his wife, with whom he was unable to communicate. For the first time, he can communicate with her. He now understands what he has been missing in his life, not because he is with Sam, but because Sam is gone.
Oh.
And that's the point. Sam is gone. Sam has left him. Her friend, we're never quite told who Amy Adams' associate is, or I think I have to watch the movie again to pick up on it, but we see thousands of people, and we assume tens of thousands of people have these AIs in their ear. What happens? Beforehand, they were hiring people like Ted, to write their love letters. Now they can communicate with each other as a result. The end of the movie is about the rediscovery of relationships with people. It has nothing to do with the AI.
And yet...
That's why Dan, our reviewer, didn't like it. He said, well, if it has nothing to do with the science fiction element, then it isn't science fiction, is it? And he has a point. I disagree with his point, but it's a legitimate argument.
Well, on the one hand, it's so... It's at a stage of science fiction, which is the... was it Heinlein who came up with the scheme of it's not just the invention of the car, but imagining super highways?
That's right. I mean,
as you said, it's the stage of technology where it's pervasive and normal, and we don't have someone pointing at it and saying, "This is how weird is this anymore?"
Yes, which is what people are used to because they're watching The Avengers, which I loved, and, you know, the various Marvel... They're watching comic book movies, like the one we just heard reviewed. Yeah. And they are very good at pointing, like, boing, 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 Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., Hydra, boing, 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 and doing all of that stuff. Her is exceedingly subtle. Her is the science fiction of a Heinlein, Kelly Link, of James Tiptree Jr. It's real science fiction.
But as far as the optimism at the end that you have there about humans learning to communicate again,
Amy Adams and Joaquin Phoenix sitting together watching
on
the
edge of a building.
Yeah, that scared. That did scare me.
That letter has all the tones of a suicide note as much as of a communication. So I think it's a very mixed bag.
I freaked at that time. Yeah, I did think that the movie was going to go... Barbara, my partner, she's looking at me going, no. Yeah. No, but I had exactly the reaction that you had. Yeah. Maybe it's a man thing. I don't know. But yes, I thought that his letter, which was so expressive and so beautiful and all that, it doesn't say anything about suicide. It is the end of a relationship. Okay. He is breaking up with her. And then he goes to the edge of the building, and I'm to the roof of the building, which has no eave upon it. And there is Amy Adams, and I think, are they going to hold hands and jump?
I mean, the question he asks her is, will you go with me? You know, and it's like...
But...
And you're wondering, you know, what sort of departure he has in mind.
No, I think that was slightly mishandled, or else Jones was trying...
I think he's trying for a mix.
I think so, and I think that doesn't work. Because when you follow it, and with critics like Tony Scott of the New York Times, A.O. Scott, and Anthony Lane reviewed it in the New Yorker, I've read all the reviews, I can quote them, they all pick up on the optimism of the end and the rediscovery of humanity at the end. But Jones is a bit ambiguous about that and scared me for a while. But the end of the movie ends up with that they're sitting down and they're watching the dawn of a new day and they hold hands.
Yeah. And it's very human presence sort of stuff, that simple...
Yeah, and, you know, as for Kurzweil and other people saying, an AI wouldn't do that, it's like, you know what? He could have written it differently. He could have written that the AI broke down. He could have, you know, they don't have to transcend and become something else. But he wanted a happy end for Sam.
Right.
You know, where you can imagine that that's going on. And besides, it is science fiction. But our mind is not supposed to go off with Sam. Our mind is supposed to be with Ted and to discover... Ted's discovery of communications, and all of a sudden he's left with Amy Adams. Who played his wife, who he's breaking up with? Wonderful actress.
Oh, yeah. Rooney, was that?
Yes,
Rooney?
Mara Rooney.
Mara Rooney.
Mara Rooney. And he has an encounter with Olivia Wilde. I mean, between Olivia Wilde, Mara Rooney,
poor Joaquin Phoenix.
And not to mention Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. And Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's quite a cast.
It really is. And the performances are great. And it did win the Academy Award for Best Screenplay. and deservedly so. But it, and here's my anger.
Okay.
It didn't even get a Hugo nomination.
Yeah, I didn't, with, well, so which one?
There are like three episodes of Doctor Who.
Oh, well, yeah, that's been going on for years, though, that too many.
Hey, I'm a huge Doctor Who fan.
But maybe just consolidate around one and take up a Doctor Who slot.
I didn't think that the episodes that were nominated were that great, the closing episode and all that. You know, not compared to Stephen Moffat's earlier efforts. No way. I'll tell you what I did love, but it wasn't science fiction, was the Five Doctors Revisited. The one produced and directed by Peter Davison.
Yes, I saw that on YouTube.
Where Peter Davison and Sylvester McCoy and Colin Baker,
yes,
all go, and it turns out that they were in the final episode. They were wearing sheets they're never seen, and how they break their way onto the set because they feel they ought to be in the 50th anniversary episode. We see Peter Davison was the Fifth Doctor. His real name is Tennant.
Oh, that's funny.
His daughter is named Georgina. No, not Tennant. Her name is now Georgina.
Did a Tennant because she married.
Because the fifth doctor's daughter married the ninth doctor.
Which would be an interesting story to do
but
sometime.
But his name isn't Peter Davison. Right. It's, you know, that's a stage name.
Oh.
Blanking on. Yeah, no, it is Tennant, I think, but spelled differently.
Okay.
No, of course. His last name is Moffat.
Oh, really? Yes.
Moffett, as opposed to the writer and showrunner, who's Moffat.
Yes.
So we now have the Moffats. Mary, you know, and the daughter of one doctor who in an episode plays David Tennant's daughter. Remember?
I remember reading all about this.
The name of the episode is The Doctor's Daughter. And he basically puts his hand into a machine, which then spawns a fully grown daughter of the Doctor with Time Lord capabilities.
Something, I remember that episode.
She's out there. Well, that's her. That's the current Mrs. David Tennant, who happens to be the Fifth Doctor's daughter, who played the Ninth Doctor's daughter on TV, whose name is Moffat. I mean, come on, give me a freaking break. It was hilarious.
It's a tight community over there in BBC land.
It really is. So Peter Davison made this movie, and as far as I'm concerned, that movie is funnier and better than the actual Doctor Who episodes, including the 50th anniversary episode.
Well, did you see the kind of docudrama about the first Doctor that aired at the same time?
About Verity Lambert.
Yes, I thought that was wonderful.
That was brilliant. I knew the story, and I knew about Verity Lambert, who also worked on The Avengers. She worked on Blake 7. She's responsible for a lot of the best BBC programming through the years. And just to make things, again, and she's played by Jessica, what's her last name, from Call the Midwife, which is a wonderful show.
And a shout-out for Brian Cox makes another appearance.
Yes, that's right.
Going from the voicing Alan Watts that we were talking about.
To playing Sydney, the Canadian producer, right, who hires Verity Lambert and brings in, what's his name, Hussein, the original director of Doctor Who, was a gentleman, a Muslim gentleman of Indian descent. People don't realize how multicultural the show was right off the bat, produced by a woman, not common, directed by a Muslim gentleman, et cetera, starring this crusty old William Hartnell, beautifully played by David Bradley, who's probably best known as Filch from all the Harry Potter films. But he also played Cohen, the barbarian, in the Terry Pratchett.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I love these little circular things. which was originally greenlighted by Verity Lambert.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you just got to love all these little circles of stuff. Not to mention that this stuff was being created for a number of years and run by Douglas Adams, who is here in WBAI, which you need to support by calling 212-209-2950. Okay, I've been blathering, and we're 6 minutes into where we should have started.
Oh, it started the... Yeah,
started. Well, no, I have to pitch, because that's what I was going to do between 1 and 1:30.
Very good.
We do... But I also thought that it was fair to give listeners a break from listening to the phone number. That break is over. We're going to do 5 minutes. We're not going to do that much longer. But let me impress upon you the seriousness. I started working at WBAI. How many of you have heard this story before? I started working at WBAI in 1967. I was a phone volunteer. I was 13 years old. I came to answer the phones for the fundraising drive. I hung out after the drive and met this guy working on a radio drama by the name of Samuel R. Delaney, who is this year's grandmaster of science fiction and probably the first foremost black writer and gay writer, openly gay writer.
In the genre.
I mean, we now know from Cherie Renee Thomas's book, Dark Matter, that there was a lot of good people of color in black science fiction predating Chip. But Delaney, he's known as Chip Delaney. Delaney was really the best known at the time. He was very, very well known when I met him in 1967. The other people, Baird Searles was the drama and literature director. And I interned myself to him, fetching coffee, important jobs. And the people who I met working for Baird were Theodore Sturgeon, Joanna Russ, Thomas M. Dish, Robert Silverberg, Harlan Ellison, blah, 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 blah. Now, actually, Silverberg and Ellison, I met more, I just met them briefly and all that, and I knew them from science fiction conventions, which I had already been going to. But Sturgeon was doing radio drama here at WBAI. Delaney created the Star Pit. Nebula Award-winning story, The Star Pit, for WBAI.
And when do you air that every year? You air that once a year, don't you?
I can't air it once a year because I currently only have a 90-minute show. And it's a two-hour broadcast.
But I try
to get time for it. I will tell people you can get it from the Pacifica Archives. You can go to, just Google up Pacifica Archives and go there and then search for the Star Pit. And you will get it. You can also get interviews with Philip K. Dick that were done by Mike Hodel, who was on Hour of the Wolf, and Margot Adler was host of Hour of the Wolf. Then he went to our sister station in L.A., and he started a science fiction program there called Hour 25. Which is an excellent, excellent show. And then Hodel died at a horribly young age. He was about 42, 43. Oh. I mean, horrible. I mean, I hate mortality, period. And I'm staring at a picture of Robert Knight and being like, come on. This is not fair. This is not right. Robert is about my, 2 years older than me.
Well, it's hard to believe that Chip Delaney wasn't... already a grandmaster,
Well, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although, I mean, there are no names in that list that aren't worthy.
Yeah.
But it was just sort of like, should have happened earlier, because Chip is now about 75.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. He was born in 1940.
Okay.
So, April 1st, 1940. Easy, 4-1-40. It's easy to remember his birthday. So That makes him 74. Should have happened before now. And by the way, Chip, I'm coming for you. You're either going to do a radio show or a Nirsef reading or something. You're on notice. Anyway, and he's such a sweet person. He always does everything he can for WBAI and so forth. And the point is, what other radio station could we even talk about where something like this could occur? Well, the answer is KPFA, because Mike Odell, who Margot Adler created Hour of the Wolf Monday through Friday, I was with her Thursdays and Fridays, and every so often, not all the time, every so often, Mike Odell would come on. He was a news director. He became news director in L.A. Margot was a news director here at BAI. And she's a Berkeley Radical Columbia graduate. Who then, you know, became part of the Venice Ramos Brigade, among the first American journalists to go to Cuba, blah, blah, blah. Margot's a boring person. She does All Things Considered in Morning Edition nowadays. She has a new book out.
About vampires.
It's about why vampires are important. It's called Vampires Are Us. And it's about why vampires are so important. And it's an eye-opening work of journalism. And also a lot of fun. And also obsessive. Margot read 270 vampire novels in a row, with a break only for American Gods by Neil Gaiman. Because I made her read that. But outside of that, at last count, and that's about 3 months ago when she went to LunaCon, getting her back into... People don't realize Margot's very much in the science fiction.